The dragon dropped. It wasn't a swoop. It simply kicked away from the top of the tower and half fell, half flew straight downwards, disappearing from view behind the university buildings. Vimes caught himself listening for a thump. And then the dragon was in view again, moving like an arrow, moving like a shooting star, moving like something that has somehow turned a 32 feet per second plummet into an unstoppable upward swoop. It glided over the rooftops at little more than head height, all the more horrible because of the sound. It was as though the air was slowly and carefully being torn in half.